Leia skidded to a halt in front of the control room. The door was wide open, and she felt a pang at the sight of the two bodies inside. Natua had been here, but was nowhere to be seen. Leia dropped to her knees beside one of the guards and felt for a pulse. Faint, but there. She checked the other. He was alive too.
Leia!
Leia was on her feet.
Natua, this isn't what you think it is. You know it isn't. Let me help you. You are a Jedi. You don't want all these deaths on your hands.
She glanced around quickly at the console, thumbed a switch, and said,
This is the control room for the dangerous animal hall. Get a medical team to the control room now. We have injured.
Injured? Who is this?
Came a suspicious voice.
Just get here.
Leia did not have time for further conversation. She needed to find and stop Natua before she injured or killed any more. The voice came from just around the corner. Natua was taunting her.
Oh, of course it isn't. You're Leia Organa, Jedi Knight, princess and former senator, loving mother.
Scorn, anger, and a dreadful sense of betrayal laced the words. Leia moved carefully toward the sound of the voice. Natua was most assuredly not in her right mind. Further conversation was not going to convince her. Not if the way Seth, Valen, and Gisela had behaved was any indication. The best thing to do would be to incapacitate the Feline as quickly and painlessly as possible. She extended her senses, but could not pick up on Natua's presence in the Force. Could Natua, too, hide herself from detection in the Force? If so, it was becoming altogether too common an ability, and far too annoying for Leia.
You're not an imposter who's stolen the real Leia away.
The voice dripped sarcasm.
And Emilia, a child, how could you do it?
The voice was coming from right around the corner. Leia turned the corner, and lightsaber lit, sprang on nothing. Jaina realized she was going to be late in picking up her father and niece. She was going to be late because she was a Jedi, and people were in trouble, and she could stop it, and so she would. Security was now coming into the main hall and firing on the loose creatures. Jaina winced as the hall was filled with the sounds of blaster fire and animals in pain, on top of the screaming of the terrified patrons. It was grimly necessary. There were far too many animals running free, and the lives of sentient beings were at stake. But there were some that she could help. Jaina closed her eyes for an instant, calming and centering herself. This was a challenge for her at the best of times, and now it was almost impossible, but she managed it. Opening her eyes, she stretched out each hand toward the nearest frightened beasts. One was a Dubak, agitated at the press of people. The other was a Kibbuk, leaping about frantically.
It's all right. You don't need to be afraid. No one will hurt you. Come back to the safety of the corral. Follow me.
The Dubak bellowed, but after a few moments, trundled toward Jaina. The Kibbuk came even more swiftly, and Jaina patted its soft flank. When the Dubak lowered its head to her, Jaina smiled at it and stroked it as well. She leapt onto its back and reached out again and again until there was a small cluster of animals pressed close to her. Jaina planted suggestions in the milling throng right in front of her. Some were stronger-willed than others, but they were all looking for direction and guidance, and in the end, they parted for her and her little parade.